Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Nah, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
Who get that?
Who
get
that? Who number one?
You see the video of that dog who got on that scooter?
Yo, hilarious, my nigga. Yo, when he hit that grass, man, because, like, yo, I was like, is he gonna turn? Nope. Straight to the grass, son. And he fell hard.
Dang.
This nigga got this nigga 35 with the hiccups and shit. What the fuck?
Lasted all of 2 seconds.
Yo, no. Oh, damn. Nigga turn, son. Yo, that's the owner fault, man. Like, look, man, you can't teach this nigga a trick and then have him on the short road, man. That's fucked up.
Yo, how I get the hiccups? How you do that, Diddy? Are they gone? I got the hiccups remedied, though, so I'm good.
What is it?
Man, I told you before.
I forgot.
You plug your nose, plug your ears.
And yeah, that's right. Yeah. I don't know how. Again, do you need a straw?
You can use a straw. But
no, you can't never plug your nose and your ears at the same time.
Yeah, you can, man. It's easy.
How?
You can use earbuds.
Oh, okay. What's up? Okay, I'm thinking I'm a hands-on type of guy.
Hands-on. Or you can put one ear against the wall.
Yeah, see, now we're just doing way too much here.
Put your other arm up. And then drink out a straw. Put your other arm up to cover your other ear, straight in the air. Put your other ear against the wall and plug it.
Look, man, I shouldn't have to be a contortionist to do this.
And then use the arm where you got your ear against the wall to plug your nose. It's many different ways.
Yeah, it sounds like some bullshit to me.
Yo, why everybody be acting like they go, like I asked them to take a gun, a loaded gun, and play roulette, and then it'd be gone. Like, people be looking at me like I'm crazy, like. Like, they're scared to do it. Like, they're just staring at me. Plug my nose, huh?
What kind of shit is this, sir?
Nah, you know what? I'm just going to just let it go away. What? Yo, what's the worst that can happen? Just do it.
You can hold your breath like a normal person. You know what I'm saying?
What are you
If you were going to try it, nigga, why'd you ask? You know what I'm saying?
Why are you walking away from me slow and looking over your shoulder like it's not that deep?
This nigga's crazy. He just gave me some Illuminati remedy and shit.
Somebody go grab my son. What?
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 God damn, what? Shit just got real in here, son.
You know what? Just hiccup your ass on away from me then. Just keep hiccup. Damn. All right, here we go. 238, right?
Yeah, you're going to put it on the poster. Nigga, write it down.
You going to put it on, wait, what?
Yeah, 236 the poster.
Why 236 the poster?
Because it was episode 237. You put 236 on the poster again.
I did?
Yeah.
Dang, I never changed that. Dang. That's crazy.
And then type 237 in the description.
Hey, man, too much going on, man. It's like 100 steps to upload a podcast. Then you got to upload all the link trees and the Facebooks and the man be going too much.
Hell no.
You got it, girl. You got it. Little baby in a bag and a bag.
This nigga's feeling that shit. You know, it's stupid. Nigga dancing around and shit.
I don't even want to come back home. Yo, yo, you know what it is. Forget that Yo Radio episode 238. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is. A.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. the Alpaca Whisperer. A.k.a. wait, you... What made you go with that bar? Because I'm Ted dancing and I'm standing behind it. A.K.A. Liddy Hernandez. A.K.A. Litty Rodriguez. A.K.A. I'm fitter than him. Keep the bulk. I ain't trying to lift the gym. A.K.A. Donut Juice. A.K.A. If you said that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something I hate. A.K.A. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want from me? A.K.A. Inspiring Entrepreneur Dolo. Will he find a group of runners to ride with me?
I hope so.
A.K.A. Tyson D. Grabby. A.K.A. The world is full of busses that's trife, like Brit say.
Y'all are irking my life.
A.K.A. One of the hottest in the booth. Yeah, I had to say it. Because nobody wanna tell the truth. A.K.A. I ain't apologizing. If I said it, I said it. Some pastor said it too. So what would Jesus do? Passed off. A.K.A. She says she only messed with the guys who got major figures. But she let Terry bone, and he got the same features as Jigga. And I know I look better than that nigga. A.K.A. Fried chicken, macaroni, and cheese with a side of collard greens. Stay away from me 4 times out of 5. Because I'm staying alive. I'm done.
Damn. I know I look better than that nigga. What's up, man? It's your boy Stone. Rip. AKA Stone El Chiriple. AKA your girl topped me off. Y'all start kissing right after I dropped off. AKA Boo, you looking at a bad nigga. AKA Slapbox 2 minutes at a time. AKA Daryl Sweet Bologna Jones. AKA Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez. AKA throw two at me, I throw four back. A.K.A. if I can't bring the strap with us, then we just gonna have to stab them up. Ooh. Let's get it.
Yo, you stab somebody up, and you know what they doing in prison? They be going overboard, man.
Oh yeah.
You ain't gotta stab somebody 936 times for them to die.
Yo, you ain't really stabbing them, man. You trying to cut something off in pokes.
You know what I'm saying? They be going extreme, dog.
Yo, gotta kill a nigga, man.
Yo, I seen it on the gram. What?
What's that?
I seen it on the gram and I'm trying to see it in 3D, mommy. You think that DM will work?
What?
You think that'll work?
The 3D gram? What?
I seen it on the gram. Now I'm trying to see it in 3D, mommy.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That might work.
But wouldn't that be 4D though?
Yeah, that'd be real life.
Yeah, so what does he mean 3D? He wants you to get on Pornhub with the glasses?
I think so. I think he wants you to run straight to his face.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? I think you say, I'm cuter in person. That's funny. Okay. Like I say, you be DMing girls, I'm cuter in person. That's hilarious, yo.
Yo, Drake is funny, man.
Yo, for real, Drake is funny.
Yeah, you can. Remember the ESPY Awards?
Yeah.
Yo, that's gonna be hilarious.
Yo, his Saturday Night Live? Yo, that shit was good, man.
Yo, it's funny because you know he really liked that, though.
Yeah, and the only thing funnier than Drake is Chris Brown's hair.
Yo. The 5 heartbeats, dog.
Yo, that nigga look like he the lead singer of the Ebony Spark, my nigga.
Oh yeah, was that the 5 heartbeats? Don't stop running around.
Yeah, no. That was a Bird and the Ebony Falcons. Right? Oh. I'm talking about Flash and the Ebony Spark. Yo, that's the nigga that took Eddie Kane's spot.
Check it out. Dang. Nights like this, I wish raindrops would fall.
Eddie. Yo, Chris got to chill, dog.
Yo, man, what is it, man? Like, I don't get it, dog.
Yo, that man conked his whole head out, dog, with a bandana around his forehead.
Yo, it had a matching shirt.
Yo, that's what Drake should have did. He should have had jokes on that.
Yo, for real. You got to talk about his head.
You got to.
Like, this nigga got this loaf of bread sitting on the top of his head. Yo, like,
if I had hair, though, I'd do it.
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
Nah, man. It's like the homies back in the day when they all perm their hair and shit. Just had like a bowl of ramen noodles sitting on the top of their head.
Man, that looked like, nah, it don't look like that. When I used to put the S-curl in and leave it in too long.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a terrible look, dog.
Oh, man.
Terrible.
It is, the only thing worse than that is not leaving it in long enough.
Mmm.
Now you just got like two or three curls on top and your shit is just wet.
Why your dread look so silky?
You know what I'm saying? Hey, did we have any video slander for the video?
I didn't see no slander.
Because I seen some dark-skinned girls in there. Y'all ain't had nothing to say about this time, huh?
Oh. That's because they had the little black dude, the little black kid at the end.
You know, it was just about a week ago, though.
Mm.
It was Chris Brown on the Like Them Light Skins.
Mm.
You ain't got nothing in your video. Well, you got some in this video, but still. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Don't say all is forgiven now because I seen one of me in there.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, just wait. Just wait. You'll get what you need, man.
Yo, I was talking to somebody about how everybody is upset about everything now.
Mm-hmm.
Dude said they was talking about changing manhole covers, changing the name of the manhole covers.
Yeah,
because they need to be like all inclusive.
Yeah,
what are we doing?
Hey, man. No, like this shit is getting ridiculous, man.
Like, come on, man. Everything. Oh, now you know what they say? Man-made? Nope.
Nope. Human. Yeah. Human-made.
Human-made.
Human hole cover. What are they going to call the manhole covers now?
Right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are... Sewer tops?
Sewer tops.
Like, I don't know, man. Yo, first of all, why is it called a manhole anyway?
Yeah, why? Oh, because, you know, the men used to go under the ground and work on stuff.
It's a manhole.
You know no damn women was going underground and working the sewers?
Yeah, nah, they probably still ain't.
You know what I'm saying? It's a damn manhole.
Yeah, if she worked down there, she probably thinks she a man anyway, so it's still manhole applies.
Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking about the bathroom situation. When you go in the bathroom,
mm-hmm.
Do you remember anybody's face in the bathroom?
I don't look at nobody's face in the bathroom.
Dog, you beelining straight to an open toilet.
Hell yeah.
I was thinking about that. I'm like, yo, who are these weirdos? Because you know they out there. Them weirdos that got to watch everything and want to tell on something.
Yeah.
Like, these rules are just for them weirdos.
Look, man. Every normal person has unwritten rules for the bathroom, right? So if you go into the bathroom and there's stalls, right? Let's say there's three stalls. If you're the first one in there, you pick a side. You don't go to the middle.
Mm-hmm.
In case somebody else come in, they gonna grab the other side. Because, nigga, we don't need to be this close together with our dicks in our hands. It just don't work like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rule two, don't talk to me with your dick in your hand. I don't do that. I do not need to have a conversation with you while dicks is out. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, when we sitting in the toilet, if it just so happened that we got to sit side by side, nigga, don't try to spark a conversation.
So, hey.
Milk was a bad choice. Like, look, man, I don't want to hear none of that shit, man. Like, yo, do your business, my nigga. Don't ask me for no toilet paper. You better check before you get in there. Because I don't want nothing to do with you while I'm in this bathroom, man.
Because, yo, when I go to the bathroom, man, the only way I'm going to notice, like, let's say if a transvestite come in. The only way I'm going to notice you a transvestite is if you got, like, a bright neon green thong on and a trench coat or something. Like, something crazy.
I just think you weird, yo. The only way I'm going to notice you a transvestite is if you tell me. Which, again, we shouldn't be talking in here.
No, if you see somebody, if you see a big buff dude with long hair with a neon green.
Well, yeah. For the Super Bowl, yeah, I'm going to notice that. You know what I'm saying?
But other than that, like, yo, ain't nobody should be in the dude's bathroom looking around trying to see who's who. And
yeah, why you watch who going in there anyway?
Like, see, they need me up in these meetings when they be talking all this and passing laws and They need somebody real in there. Like, wait a minute. Your old ass, especially, you don't even be in public places. You 98 up here. You about to pass out while we doing the bill.
I think you barely go to the bathroom anyway.
You know, you probably got a color.
You know what I'm saying? Ooh, you got a diaper.
A
colostomy.
Yeah, you probably. How you know that word?
Cause I know a nigga that had one and I ain't like it.
It existed.
Yo, you stupid. We said I know. I ain't like it. Why you ain't like it?
Cause they got a bag full of piss and shit on the side.
Tell me, hey man, you gonna hide that?
You know, and they ain't mind showing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey man, stop.
Hey guys, it's time for me to change my bag, and he hold it up.
Go in the bathroom. Why are you in the kitchen?
Why you in the kitchen holding your bag over the chicken?
Get your shit bag out of here,
you
nigga.
You know what I'm saying? I seen something squirt out a little bit. Yes, wild. Yo, y'all know where to find us, man. ForgetThatYo.com. ForgetThatYo.com. Send us a voicemail. Leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Matter of fact, we forgot to talk about that review somebody left. But haha, jokes on you. Haha, we got two feeds. Haha, you didn't leave it on the main feed. Ha, you left it on the other feed.
And I don't, like, you needed to go into more detail.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand what you're mad about.
They mad about Beyonce.
Is it?
That was the episode where they left the review on after they heard it.
But do they not like Beyonce?
No, they mad because it was either Beyonce. Was it Beyonce? Yeah, it was Beyonce. We said something about the Beehive and they attacked.
No, they. Yeah, they said Beehive nonsense, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was the Janet Jackson episode where we were saying that Beyonce catalog is better than Janet Jackson.
So you think Brit set us up?
No, I don't think it was Brit. I think it was somebody that likes Janet Jackson and thought we was just going with Beyonce because we part of the Beehive, which we are not part of the Beehive.
Oh, they was mad at the slander.
Yeah, on the Janet Jackson slander, saying it's Beehive nonsense.
Oh, okay, I see. Hey, man, don't be mad at us because Janet Jackson catalog trash.
Yo, like, my nigga, it's just an opinion. Yo, you don't have to agree with me. You know what I'm saying? I didn't know why the slander came in, my nigga. Like, that's fucked up.
That actually is a fact, though.
Yeah, I mean,
we played the songs.
Yeah. Somebody wrote in an email, and their track list kept dwindling down. We got to about that 4th, 5th album. Nigga, it was 2 songs on that bitch, so.
About 2 songs. Well, let me see. Let me try to find it. Oh, trying way too hard. 1 star from Mike Check. Yo, yeah. First of all, your name is trash.
Hey, Mike Check. You know, what are you, a rapper that you, Mike Check?
No. Uninformed and trying way too hard. Beehive nonsense. Yikes.
That's trying way too hard at what?
Yo. Corny.
Yo, like, what are we, nigga, that's the least amount of shit we do up here, Doug, is try hard at anything, my nigga. Like, yo.
Rogue feed. Ha ha.
Up here talking shit, my nigga. What is wrong with you?
Yo, pull up then. Let's see how hard I try. Whoop your ass. Pull up. Yo, we got some, we got a voicemail.
And bring 2 or 3 people with you.
Yeah.
You can handle it, nigga.
Because you know, anything more than that.
My body and me.
Oh, man. Hold on, let me pull up this voice. Bizzles. Ooh. Well, when that Wu-Tang movie come out?
Oh, when does that shit drop?
I tried to forget about it, but hopefully it's closer now.
I want to say today?
No, quit playing. We about to hang up then.
No. September 4th.
Oh, we way far away. Dang, I shouldn't have even thought about it.
Yeah, we got 2 months for that.
Oh, man. Let me get your Hulu password.
I ain't got a Hulu password.
Damn. All right, here we go. We got a voicemail from Rashida.
Sheeta Bug.
We got the feedback. She said my voice all hoarse and shit, but I absolutely love your show.
Hey, y'all. This is Rashida, better known as at SheetaBug on Instagram. Hey, so I absolutely love your show. One of the things that I love about your show is how you guys segue from subject to subject, one subject having nothing to do with the next. I also love what I call the Adventures of Stone. Chris, you... I have no idea. Sometimes I wish I could be a fly on the wall with some of the stuff that you do. That strip club situation with your drunk buddy, I wish I could have witnessed that. But anyway, you bring your stories to life somehow. As you were telling your story, I can envision everything about it. Yeah, but I love you guys' show. Keep these episodes coming. Keep the humor coming. Yeah, I appreciate what y'all do. Peace.
Yo, appreciate that voice, Mizzle.
Yeah, I told her to go back and check the old stripper tales.
Yeah, man, people love the stripper tales, man. Don't be slacking, man.
Man, nigga, some of that shit's incriminating.
Who cares, man? It's,
nigga, I do.
It wasn't you, man. You witnessed it.
No, nigga, I did it.
It's only like 6 cops that listen to the show, man. They'll give you a pass.
Yo, I got a, I find out my boss listening to this shit, yo.
Yo, that's crazy.
I like, what did I say? What did I say?
That's like when I worked at that world joint, this dude came up to me, was saying something from the show. And the whole time he was talking to me, like, you know, like when you watch a show and somebody's talking to the dude and then they just show his mind go blank and he's thinking about something else and the dude's still talking. And then he like come back in like, huh? He's like, oh, thanks. Man, I just blanked out. I'm thinking, wait, I know I said something about these dudes. What episode?
Did I say something about this nigga?
I know I had him, but which episode? Like, did he go back? Did he?
Do I just need to swing on this nigga now?
Am I about to get fired today? He cool with the bosses.
Hell no.
Yo, that drove me crazy. Like, Brandon put on, he tagged us on Facebook about something we said about Snowfall.
Yeah.
I don't remember what we said, though. Do you remember?
No. I thought it was from the show.
Yeah, like, you talking about from Snowfall, the show, or something we said?
Yeah, I thought it was from Snowfall.
Nah, man, let me go to his page. Let me go look at the tag again, dog.
I knew it was something about, I need to make sure I need to do this. I need to make sure I don't need to do this.
Yeah.
Oh, yo, when you was talking about, when I asked you how would you sell drugs, and you was like, nah, okay. I can't tell you, just in case I might need to do it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Because, man, I laughed because I knew it was funny, but I just forgot exactly what it was. But I knew it was funny. Speaking of Snowfall, yo, tell me you caught up now.
Yeah, I got it. I just watched it last night.
All right. I told you your boy is a problem, man.
Yo, Leon.
Leon is a problem. He too hot-headed.
Yo, but he was right, though.
I mean, but why? Yo, he overreacting.
Yeah, he overreact. He did overreact. Old buddy was like, girl, I told you to stay in the back. Cause they knew it was gonna be a problem. You know what I'm saying? So he was kind of justified in that one. Especially, well, you can't really be mad about a crackhead doing crackhead shit.
Yeah.
But now I got a problem with a nigga out in the project shooting the lights with a goddamn Uzi.
Leon again.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, bro, you need to chill out a little bit.
He in the broad daylight shooting a Uzi a drug kingpin gave him. Then he getting mad at a crackhead. And yeah. Walk out without leaving the drugs.
Yeah.
What are you doing, dog?
Come then on, dog. You gonna fuck something up.
He about to put on a knucklehead that his boys are like, don't put him on.
Don't put him on, yep.
See, man, you gotta kill Leon, man.
I wouldn't kill Leon.
You gotta kill him. What else you gonna, he a hothead. If you let him go, he gonna come back at you.
Yeah, you gonna have to kill him.
Get him out of here, man. But of course they not going to.
Yo, y'all niggas gotta kill that crackhead, man.
Yeah, why they keep letting her? She giving away the recipes and everything.
She said we should have killed you when we had a chance. Nigga, now is the chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then tell old dude, yo, kick that bitch in the curb. Nah, tell the nigga to kill that bitch. Because she is a problem, yo.
And I'm tired of looking at her crusty mouth, too.
Man, it was so bad. When they shot the close-up of her face, I was like, man, that is dedication right there, dog.
Mm-hmm. She probably really a crackhead for the show.
Yeah. Yo, goddamn. she got all the way in the character, nigga.
Yeah.
Smoking all the crack. Yo.
Y'all sure y'all could get me off this?
Hey, we cut it a little bit. It's a low grade. You're just going to lose weight and look bad. Andre, bro.
Andre Harrell?
The cop.
Oh, he got to die, too.
Yo, he overplayed his hand, bro.
Mm-hmm.
When he had her going. She was going. And he said something that wasn't true. Well, most of it wasn't true, but he said something she knew for a fact wasn't true. And she's like, nigga, please. She think you lying.
But that's why I'm also mad at y'all, because y'all, what, first 48, you got all these examples of what cops do. And y'all mm-hmm. still get in there and fold like a lawn chair.
Hey, man, it's different in that room.
No, it's not. I've been in that room.
Well, not for everybody, bro. Niggas be tough on the street.
But I'm saying, if it's different, still, you got to be smart enough to know there's a reason I'm in here for 9 hours. If they had something,
I'd just be arrested.
I'd just be in jail.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just say, all right, man, go on, lock me up.
Yeah.
Hey, man, but if you tell your side of the story, nah, y'all niggas don't know shit, and you want me to tell you something. Nah, bro, it's not happening.
Like, there's no reason for me to be sitting in here. I would be in jail, and all the evidence would be booked.
Yep.
Like, why y'all idiots just go in there and fold?
Because niggas is dumb.
Because you want a cheeseburger?
Well, that's the thing. If niggas was smart, they wouldn't be criminals.
But you can be a smart criminal, though.
Yeah, but them the niggas that don't get caught. If you get caught up in that room, nigga, you done some dumb shit.
Mm-mm-mm. That's like what I put on Facebook last night, like BMF. Why didn't they switch that to a legal hustle, dog? You had all the money in the world.
Because maybe they didn't know how to.
What do you mean? They knew. And if you can get hundreds of dudes on the same page, state mm-hmm. to state, you know enough people to go legal.
Legal doing what?
Dog, real estate.
Yeah, no.
Rappers.
Ain't no flashy niggas in real estate.
That's what I'm saying. That's where they messed up. They start getting on DVDs.
Niggas got to be flashy. That's what it is, man. You look.
Interviews, cameras.
Can't do real estate because that's not flashy enough. If you're going to be a rapper, you got to sell drugs. That's just part of the MO. So, you know what I'm saying? So nigga, we just out here doing it anyway. You know what I'm saying? They love that. They love that gangster lifestyle, dog.
So stupid.
But they never think about the end of it, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A nigga can't be a gangster forever. Think about them cats that started illegally and then turned it legal. And it's just, niggas want to be in the spotlight, yo. They always have to be in the spotlight.
I don't understand why, though, dog.
That's what we doing it for. So niggas can see me.
But you already, yo, quiet money is just as loud as flashy money.
They don't see that. They really don't care about the money. It's the love, yo. What Mitch say?
A nigga like me, man, I love the game. I love the hustle, man. I be feeling like one of them ball-playing niggas, you know? Like Bird, Magic, or something. Yeah, you know, a nigga got dough. A nigga could leave the league. But if I leave, the fans still gonna love me, man?
If I get out the game, man, they still gonna love me?
Nah, they gonna love you, though, because they know what you got.
Nah, niggas.
Once they know what you got, dog, that's all it takes.
Yeah, niggas don't see it like that, though. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, yo, I have to do this so they keep paying attention to me.
No, they're stupid, though.
Yeah, man. Like, it was. I was reading the story, man. Them niggas say they was making $100 million a month.
Dang.
Off of drugs.
Dude, they could have changed every hood, dog.
Nigga, 1 month, I'm good.
1 month, that's it.
1 month, hey man, we ain't doing this no more. We got $100 million, my nigga. I even give you 6 months. Give you a half a year, dog. Shut it down.
Dog, you just put everybody put their chunk in the index fund. Let's get the dividends. Let's live off the dividends.
We can buy everything. We could go to somebody's business and be like, yo, man, give me this. Mm-hmm. Yo, no, it just got to have that drug money, man.
No, you can, you know, they had connect. When you got money like that and power like that, you can get connected to anybody.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yo, I need to meet up with Magic Johnson. Who's his favorite rapper? Oh, okay. We know we can get to him. Hey, we need to set up a meeting with Magic Johnson. Bet. Got you.
Yeah. If you having parties with tigers and shit at the door.
Yeah.
You can get anything done.
Anything.
He's got eights. He's
got yeah. Yeah, man. It's just nuts, man.
Yo, it's just that, it's that flash, man. Like I call that shit that Bobby Brown syndrome, man. Mm. Niggas gotta be the center of attention. Mm. But you gotta lay low, man. I know a nigga that sold weed for 30 years, man. Had everything he ever wanted and never went to jail.
Mm. Oh, just off weed? He didn't upgrade? Dang, I would have at least upgraded the pills.
Yo, this was before pills was popping. Nigga. This was when niggas was really smoking weed and doing. Nigga, you either smoke weed or did coke.
Oh, okay.
And coke come with more time than weed.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yo, Nigel, out in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to him on Twitter. Well, he sent me a message on Twitter and he said, "What did he say? I don't remember nothing, man."
Yeah, for real.
Did you see the message?
I did not.
Dang. I go to memory bank. Let me see if I can find it.
I did get a message from Nigel about porn, though.
Whoa. Hey, man. Baby, he didn't want that out there, man.
He put it on Twitter.
Oh, it was on Twitter.
He was like, yo, man, what section of Twitter you be on, man? Because your likes is epic, nigga.
Yo, for real. Yo, you got to chill out, dog.
No, they got to stop showing my personal business, nigga. That's what it is.
Yo, I be like, yo, that's all he do.
Oh, yeah, it's all ass for me, bro.
Like, I be logging into my forget that. Yo, I was trying to find a way to hide your feed. Like, how do I cut off his notifications?
I'm sorry, man.
How do you go to your mention? Man, where are my mentions at in this? Nigel. I think he said something like, y'all niggas better chill out. Should I do it like Michael Blackson voice?
No. Oh, hell okay. No.
Because what do you say? I can't find it, man. Too many people be responding to my tweets. I'm lost. Did he delete it? What's going on? Oh, he probably don't tweet that much, huh? Let me go to his feed. Whoa, who's this? What's his name? Mr. 99 Cent Adds Up.
I'm dying. Y'all really need to see the wild, y'all. Animals mad happy out here.
Yeah, we like, how can animals ain't mad happy out there?
The ones that's not getting ate is.
They all getting ate.
Not all of them. Somebody yeah, they are. Somebody got to do the eating.
Yeah, and then when like the one who eat today get ate tomorrow.
Yo, on that poster, man. What the fuck was that?
What poster?
For the last show.
What you mean? What was that? It was about zoo animals.
Nah, man. No, matter of fact, it wasn't a post. You put something else up, man. Like it's like a hyena has something in his mouth or something.
Oh, looked yeah.
Like a nigga skull or something.
Yeah, that's what we doing. It's a monkey head.
Yo, man. Uh-huh. Dog, I'm not going out there.
Hyena was running around with a monkey head in his mouth.
Bloody monkey head. Like he just got that boy.
But yo, Nigel, in the tweets you said you going to send us some dashikis.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Because he said, we don't all wear dashikis out here. And I'm
everybody
like,
knows that except the black ass.
Whatever, man. Whatever, man. I know people wear. He said we wear like custom Nikes. When you say you wear custom Nikes, that mean bootleg Nikes.
No, I mean, they Nike ID'ing it up there.
Ain't nobody going online trying to let me ID these giraffe skin Nikes. No.
Oh my God.
No, man, but for real, man.
That was slanderous.
That was not, man, you make everything sound horrible. That was not horrible.
This nigga giraffe skin because he in Africa?
They got giraffes in other places. What if I would have said alpaca skin? Ain't no alpacas in Africa.
I don't know if it is or not.
Yeah, man, I need my, if I send you my size, man, I need my dashikis, dog. Don't say you're going to send the dashiki. And I want a dope dashiki.
Yo, man. Nigel.
I want a fire dashiki.
Yo, get him a dashiki and burn it and then send it to him.
Nah, man. That's crazy. Do that to Stones. Dashiki shirt. Like, I need real, like, lion skin on mine and everything.
God damn it, man. Why you think they do that?
Dang, these dashikis look fire, too. Man, I got to wait to get mine because I got to be, like, tip-top shape. Because I want mine in, like, kind of skin fit.
That's a no-t-shirt dashiki you trying to get.
Yeah. Ooh, what was this all-white one? The traditional African.
Where did you find some dashikis?
Dang, they got them on Walmart website.
Oh, that's just not right.
That's a boule dashiki. Yo, but for real, this ain't even, I ain't even trying to be funny. Like, this is real honest. I want you to, like, go in the jungle with my dashiki.
No.
No, nigga. For real, listen. Get the essence. I want the essence of the motherland. Like put it on the ground. Like, rub it against some trees or something.
Yo, just rub some dog shit on this nigga's dashiki.
Yo, you wild. I know. Nah, that's too dangerous. But if you could, like, slap a lion with it or something. What?
Yeah, really?
I need the essence, dog.
We just talked about motherfuckers getting eaten, and you tell this dude to slap a lion with a dashiki.
Yo, he been out there long enough to know what to do and how to maneuver in the room for the vultures.
I don't know why you would say such things.
Well, yo, shout out to Nigel in Africa. Yo, I was thinking about something. You know how many, like, family members die? Think about everybody you know. Everybody in life is a cycle. We live and we die.
Mm-hmm.
Why the hell does nobody in our families have life insurance? Like, yeah, everybody should be on. The generation before us should put the next generation on.
Yes.
Like, there is no reason for everybody, like the whole, like the family as a whole, to have properties, houses, just from, all right, you got a dope insurance plan, you left. Boom, we get this money. Now, I know everybody ain't going to do what they're supposed to do with the money.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better than not having no money to do nothing. Like, we just always left in debt.
Yeah, I ain't left in no goddamn debt.
We got to pay for your funeral.
No, not on this side, my nigga.
So, y'all, all y'all balling over there. Everybody who died and left for at least $250 in the pot for the family.
Yeah.
Well, then where the hell is my cut? Light skinned Sharif.
You know what I'm saying? We got, now you've known for years. Don't really claim you.
Oh, that's what we're doing?
Like, I don't know. I don't know if your pops ever told you, my nigga, but you're adopted.
I'll shoot up the whole family reunion.
I'll shoot up the whole family reunion.
Like, there's never, like, there, this is crazy. Like, I was just thinking about all the deaths just last year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all it is somebody left to foot this bill at the funeral.
Yeah, that's it. Like, no, it's, I don't. Do we live by the nigga you can't take it with you type of shit?
No, we don't even live by that. I think we just live in ignorant.
Yo, man. Like,
I ain't putting nobody's business out, but I've seen a family, just one family, lose 3 people in the last 6 months.
Damn.
And it's on Facebook. They post it every time one of them go.
And they scraping money up to bury.
Yeah, like, it's GoFundMes and stuff. Like, that's crazy. Insurance. I went to the insurance lady. Me and my mom went because my grandpa had some insurance policies on us. So we wanted to check if they were still, like, you know what I'm saying? If we could take over the payments or keep them going.
Yeah.
Man, he had, like, it was some kind of kid insurance. But it was like it wasn't long term. It was a short term policy.
Yeah.
And it was only like 15 G's.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, we were, and it was like, it was a dollar. It was a dollar something.
Yeah.
I'm like, why didn't I get the 10-year plan? By the time we 10 years old, we got $250, $500 sitting there for life.
Yeah.
And the younger you are, the cheaper it is.
Yeah.
So why would you get the short term that ended in 10 years?
Don't like throwing money at shit we can't see.
So it's like, I got to get something out of it now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can't see the value in this. I'm just throwing money at it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even though in the long term, it will pay out.
Yeah.
But at this point in time, I can't see it. So I'm just going to give these niggas a dollar and let them rock with that. You know what I'm saying? That's just how we look at shit, man. Like, for real, like when I started the stock shit, I had like 10% coming out. Now, I know it's going towards a bigger purpose. But, nigga, that's 10% missing out my check. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn, nigga, that's that much? You know what I'm saying?
Yo, I did the aggressive. They had a 401k. They match you.
Yeah.
And I did, like, the highest was a 6% or something. So I put max, like, match, and I took, like, 50% of my check. Dog, I made $10,000 in, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
Like, over 10. Yo, my joint was flying up the charts.
Yeah. But like, most people is living check to check. So they can't do that aggressively because, nigga, I got to pay bills. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, I'm in debt because I done made bad decisions. So I can't plan for nothing like that except knocking out this light bill.
Yeah, but yo, people say that, but really, even though people are living check to check, there's so many things you can cut off that you just want because it's comfortable.
Oh no, that involves sacrifice, nigga, and we not doing that.
It's like, yo, everybody who come to me say they live in check to check, I can find at least $300 a month that you bullshitting away.
Yeah.
Cause hell, you ain't stop, you live in check to check, but you ain't stop going out.
You ain't stop eating out. That shit's expensive as a motherfucker.
You always eating out. You always on the weekends. You buying weed. You buying alcohol.
Yeah. You don't need every pair of shoes, my nigga.
Yo, you got the TV plan, the internet plan.
Yo, got cable cell phone. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo.
You got all these luxuries.
It's a lot of ways, dog. Yeah. It's a lot of ways to cut that money down.
Yeah.
You just not going to do it.
Yep.
And then, I need that.
Like, you could sacrifice one of those to put in an insurance plan, especially when your kids are young, for your kids.
Yeah.
Because, I was getting sick when I was looking at that. I'm like, yo, if you got your child the 10-year plan, let's say you pay $150 a month for $250,000. Yo, and when they 10 years old, they sitting on $250 in case something happened.
Yeah.
Now, that's money they ain't got to put unless they want to upgrade and get more insurance. Or, like, you could set it up where you can even pull from that pot. Like, it's so many different options and plans. Yeah. Like, they can pull from that and buy a house and jump into real estate. Like, yo.
But that again, that involves sacrifice. That's niggas crazy. Ain't going to do that. Yo, like, I've actually seen somebody do that, my nigga, and it worked. Like, for real, dog. I was delivering a wash and dry to this couple. And, dog, their house was small. It was shit everywhere. And so we didn't, something was wrong with the dryer or something. So we had to come back. So I actually got to interact with them a couple times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we just started talking. And he was like, yeah, man, we working on some shit right now. And so please excuse my house, but man, we working on something. I'm like, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? I ain't in front of you like that. So when I came back the second time, nigga had a picture of the house that they had built on the refrigerator. And I was like, yo, man, I thought y'all was moving. He's like, yeah, man, the house just got finished. There's a picture of it on the fridge. Nigga, I said, God damn. That motherfucking house was nice, man. I was like, yo, he's like, yeah, man, it was hard, bro. We had to sacrifice a lot. You see how we living. We had to sacrifice a lot, man, but we finally got it. I was like, yo, that's what's up, man. Like, yo, that shit really worked.
Yep. And it's crazy how people would rather struggle to survive for their entire life instead of sacrificing 6 years. Like, yo, the time goes so fast, too. Just like when people say, I ain't got no money to save or to invest. Dog, even $20. Think about $20 a month if that's all you can do. Think about $20 a month in 10 years, though. Like, you got something. Yeah. You have nothing now, and you're going to have nothing in 10 years.
You know, it's like that Christmas fun shit. Nigga, you start at the beginning of the year, the day after Christmas, if you start saving $10, by time Christmas time come around again, you got a little chunk of change, man.
Yeah.
Niggas don't want to do that. You know what I'm saying? Niggas just don't want to do that, man. And I don't know why we're not taught this shit early. Yeah. Like everybody start coming around to it in their 30s and shit. Like, God damn, I'm out here fucking up. I need to start saving money. The earlier you start, the easier it is.
Oh, yeah.
From the first time you get a job, if you save a little bit of money every check, by the time it's time to retire, man, you're a fucking millionaire.
Well, if you put it into the right investments. Because a savings now,
even
account
if you just
a savings account, you're losing money.
Well, you're losing money everywhere you go.
Nah, not in the right money market accounts and index funds.
My money market account.
But if you put that joint in your savings account, you getting like 1.1% on that money, and inflation gonna eat your ass up.
Hey.
But it's not hard to get. Just as easy it is to stick in a savings account, it's just that easy to stick in a
to switch it over and shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But again, we don't know that. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude, we don't know that shit.
That junk is sickening, dog. Like,
put this money in my mattress.
Like, yo, all this time wasted.
Hell yeah, man.
Yo, I was listening to a dude last night. He was like, yo, you start a corporation with your kids. Like, he had a baby with him. And he's like, yo, I'm going to start 10 corporations in this baby's name. And the corporations, the money increases in them, like, what was it, like 11,000 by the time they're 10 years old? And if I have 10 of them. Yo, like, I don't understand. He a billionaire, so I don't understand what he was talking about.
Yeah.
But it's something that billionaires know that we don't.
Yeah.
And it's like, yo, hold up. I need to save this and find out what
the hell. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to look at this a little further.
Like, yo, y'all just getting money like that? Just little stuff like this? Wait a minute.
Hell no. Nah.
So it's going to be $200,000 in there built up from when he was baby to 18? Like, that's how y'all doing it over there.
That's good money.
Yeah, yeah. And he had the dude, Billion Smith. He was homeless. And somehow he got in contact with this billionaire. And the billionaire was like, yo, show up here. And he was homeless, no car or nothing. But he would show up on time every day, never late. And then the billionaire was like, I see you got the drive in you. And you ain't playing, so... He gave him the game. First, it was like he just taught him the stock market. And that's where he made like all his money. But now he got like, yo, this dude got like 20 Lamborghinis. It's like a crew of them now. They got jets. They got everything. And he was like, damn. He ain't even got to buy nothing. Like, he called one of the dudes in his team. He was like, yo, man, I'm thinking about getting like an Aventador or something. And like 3 days later, they just bought it to him.
Damn.
They was like, yo, we all a team. Like, our money, we all together. So, and they got like 20 or 30 businesses, and they just keep buying businesses and flipping them every day. So, it's like, this all our money.
Damn.
Yo, it's crazy, dog, the stuff this two of you, like, pulling out. Like, oh, yeah, you know, just some $2 million watch. This is little trinkets. It's stupid. This don't mean nothing. He was still in the box. Poof. Like, yo, man, let me get nigga, that.
It's a whole nigga life right
yeah,
there.
Like, you just tossed. Somebody's life, all like half our lives on the ground, like
hell nah.
Yeah, man. So like, if you got like, even now, if you older or if you got younger kids, like look into life insurance. Like, they got plans, because I got like a whole bunch of different plans printed out, and I mean, they got plans. You can get $20,000 like at an older age for like $100 a month.
Yeah,
but me, I'm like, nah, I need that $1 million plan, Chiefy. So the $1 million plan for me right now, like. With no smoking, it was like $1,100 a month.
God damn.
But really, like, at my age, that's not that bad, though. $1,100 a month for $1 million policy?
Shit.
And you ain't got to pay. Like, if you die year six, you still get the policy.
Yeah. Damn.
So, dang, did we go all the way through Snowfall? Oh, another thing I wanted to say about Snowfall was... Yo, how Franklin talking to the Kingpin like that, dog?
Oh, Javi?
Yeah.
Yeah, Javi down on his luck, bro.
But why is Franklin talking to him like he a little kid, though?
Yo, because nigga was going to rob him.
But I'm saying, you out here with me. I got the goons.
Nigga, if my people knew about this, I would have to kill you. If some of my people did this, I would have to kill you. I'm like, yo, my nigga, he like, hey, man, I was going to give it back. Like, yo, that's fucked
up. You know what I'm saying? Yo, he was like, Hobby was the crackhead.
Yeah, he's like, hey, man, I was going to give it back. But the fact that Franklin knew, he's like, yo, I got a million to invest and $1 million for you.
That's the part I like. I ain't like how that went down.
Yeah, that was some bullshit.
Cause like he was too tough, dog. Like I brought you out here. I got the goons. So when he say my people, he must mean like the other connects in the business.
Yeah.
But if I just take your money and murk you out here, son.
Ain't nothing gonna happen.
Yeah, man. I be talking to Hobby like that, boy. You crazy.
Nigga, you just be dead.
Yeah. But he did get him that senorita, though.
Yeah, man. Yo, Panama, man. Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Hot butt sex.
Hot butt sex.
Listen, Flex, we just met, but I know it don't seem like all Kelly wet dreams. I always keep 16s, nigga. Me and Flex looking in the index for buff net niggas just for some hot butt sex.
What? What made you go with that verse?
I don't...
What made you with that verse?
What made you go with that bar?
Yo.
Yo, Tyler the Creator is hilarious, dog.
Yo, man. And I don't think the nigga's gay.
Dog, that's what I was finna ask you. I don't think he's gay.
I think he just fucking with people.
Yeah.
I think because he always took him up when he said he be licking ASAP Rocky braids. Yo.
He like daylight.
Yeah, he just say shit. Like y'all done gave this nigga a title and now he running with it.
Cause yo, that joke was funny, dog. He said, I'ma switch places with A-Rock, ASAP, so I can get the hot sweetest man or something.
Yeah, it's like, I go fuck them all. That nigga say, he said some, I'm trying to get it funk flex, but he ain't trying to fuck.
Never, ever.
Yo, y'all gotta check out the ASAP, bro. I mean, the Tyler the Creator and Funk Flex interview on Hot 97.
Yeah, that shit was funny.
Did you watch the whole interview, though?
No, I just saw the freestyle.
Oh, I watched the whole interview. Man, joke. It was funny.
There was something wrong with that dude, man.
Yeah, that dude is crazy. Y'all check that out, man, for the hot butt sex. Yo, but that R. Kelly bar was crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, Flex, we just met, but I know it don't seem like R. Kelly wet dreams. I always keep 16s, nigga.
Hell yeah.
16s. 16 bars, 6 teenage girls.
Yo.
Yo. And that was off the top.
Yeah. Nigga, I'm going to quit my job the other day.
Whoa, what? They made you mad?
Yeah, man. Not only was it raining, so the heaviest refrigerator we sell is the one with that computer screen on it, right?
Yeah.
So we pull up to, I look at the paperwork and that shit say apartment complex. I'm like,
oh.
What the fuck? Why is this shit going to an apartment complex? So when we pull up to the building, I'm thinking, all right, these niggas got an elevator. This might not be bad, right? Nah, man, this nigga come walking around the corner. And he on the second floor.
Ooh.
Duh. I'm like, yo.
Wait, do they got a canopy over the stairs?
Yeah, yeah. But I can't pull up straight to the stairs. You know what I'm saying? So I got to bring that shit from the parking lot.
Dang.
Dog, I didn't care about the rain no more. Fuck it, I'm already wet.
Mm-hmm.
When we got to these stairs, B, man, talk about a nigga tired, son. And yo, it ain't no little flight of stairs, man. It's probably about 45 stairs or some shit like that.
Mm. Do it turn? Had to put,
nah, it luckily just went straight up. Mm. Man, when I talk about I didn't do nothing else. After pulling this big heavy song bitch up these goddamn stairs.
You was in the front or the bottom, like coming up the bottom?
No, I was pulling. The other dude was pushing.
Mm.
Dog. I'm still tired now.
How many slips?
Oh, man. Almost lost you, boy.
Oh.
I caught, like, my foot caught the stair and I fell. Ooh. And them niggas still pushing. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
So, yo, we get to the dude's door. The shit won't fit in there because the box is too big. So we had to break it down and take the door off the hinges and shit.
Nah, man.
Yo, and not only that, the nigga had the heaviest washer and dryer we sell to.
Dang.
So we had to run that shit up the stairs, right? So we get that shit in the house, put the door back on, man. His wife give us something to drink, right? I forgot what they called it, right? But this nigga pulled like a brick of heroin out the pantry. And he was telling me what it was, but I forgot. But they cut some of this shit off,
mm-hmm.
put it in water and lemon juice, and it's like basically Colombian Kool-Aid.
He's got AIDS.
I said, nigga, that's cocaine. And this is heroin, this is cocaine, this is something. This shit is delicious, though. But, yeah, man, I'm not going to be buying bricks and shit to make juice with.
Wait, you drunk it?
Hell yeah, that shit was good as a motherfucker.
Man, you crazy.
And nigga was on fire the rest of the day.
<You know? laughs> I ain't drinking nothing.
Yo, that shit was good, man.
Y'all don't got a cooler?
Yeah, we got a cooler.
Y'all just out here experimenting, okay.
Yo, and why the gas station been robbing me, man? Yo, every morning we go to the gas station and, you know, them like them 44-ounce cups.
Mm-hmm.
So once you buy it and bring it, once you buy it, you bring it back, it's all you gotta do is pay for the refill, right?
Yeah.
So I've been giving them, I get water every morning. So I'm giving them niggas a dollar. I go to this other gas station, my man bringing the cup, get water and ice, and the chick was like, "Yo, oh, that's free."
Ooh.
I said, what? She's like, yeah, if you get water or ice in our cup, it's free. I said, yo, these niggas been robbing me on the north side, son.
Dang.
I'm about to go up in there and steal a whole bunch of shit.
He lied.
I came here 9 times. I got $9 worth of free stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, go on, turn your back because it's about to get ugly in this bitch.
Yo, that is nuts, man. Yo, wait a minute. Was it like condos where you own them joints?
No.
So he brought the computer joint in an apartment he rented.
Yeah, but he said he bought it because he's shipping it back to his country.
What the hell?
I'm like, nigga, you need to get a storage unit. Yeah. Dragging this heavy up these goddamn stairs.
Wait, but did y'all hook it? Oh, so when he leaves, he gonna ship it back?
Yeah. We just set it in the corner of the room.
Nah, man. Hold up. So y'all didn't hook it up?
Ain't hook it up or nothing.
Why'd that idiot just have the truck down there for y'all to put it on?
Exactly.
Now he got to pay to get, yo.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, these
niggas ain't smart, son.
He probably going to, if he wanted them flipper dudes, he probably going to extend, like, double the price on that joint.
Oh yeah, if you send it back to Colombia, yo, that shit's going for $80,000.
Y'all ain't seen nothing like this. They got TVs on it.
You know what I'm saying? I got the TV on it, son.
Damn, yo, that's nuts. I definitely would have quit.
Oh, believe me, I thought about it. Like, fuck this shit.
All right, what you think about the waitress? She was serving a table of women. And when she was getting, you know what I'm saying, getting her drinks, she heard one of the girls say, "Oh, I'm pregnant." But she ordered alcohol. Mm-hmm. So they kept ordering rounds of drinks. So the waitress, the pregnant lady, she kept giving her virgin drinks.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody knew until the end when they was finna leave. And the dude wrote on the ticket for her drink, virgin.
Yeah.
And she got hella pissed off and complained, and now the waitress might get fired.
Fucking for what?
So do you think the waitress is wrong for serving virgin drinks to a pregnant lady? Or she should just gave it straight alcohol?
Hey, man, say that statement again.
What?
Like, nigga, really think about what you're saying. Do you think the waitress is wrong for giving the pregnant chick virgin drinks.
They said she's wrong.
If any, yo, if you think that's wrong, you're a fucking asshole too.
you gotta get the people what they want.
Nah, my nigga.
She says, you ain't give me what I ordered.
Bitch, you didn't need to order that. So let me get this right. Okay, so who's upset about this?
The lady.
Besides the pregnant lady.
Oh, the managers.
Y'all upset. Really, nigga? Like, y'all upset about. Boy. This is why the world is fucked up right
Hell
now.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas don't want women to get abortions and shit. But y'all mad y'all ain't feed the pregnant lady drinks.
You know what happened though? Like, let's say she was giving her drinks, and then the baby come out messed up.
Now they're gonna sue the restaurant.
Yeah, she probably would have had a receipt still in her purse. Well, the lady heard me say I was pregnant, and yeah, she was giving me drinks, kept feeding me drinks.
Bitch, you kept ordering them.
Nah, people out here crazy.
Yo, man, these niggas is nuts, man. Like, I can't believe that. I really can't believe that. Yo, y'all mad?
Mad, dog.
Cause she care more about your child than you do?
Yeah. How dare you care about this unborn kid?
An unborn baby that I haven't grown attached to yet.
Yeah, that's nuts, man.
Yo, man. That's like, yo, we was talking in the truck the other day. About the foster care system, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why is there more scrutiny on parents than there is on a foster parent?
Yeah.
Like that's what, like every, like 90% of people that come from foster homes have a bad fucking experience.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all not regulating these niggas. Y'all not checking these niggas. Like, dude was telling me a story that the dad smoked weed.
Mm-hmm.
So the caseworker took the child away and put him in foster care.
Wow.
The foster care lady boyfriend smoked crack and killed the kid.
Dang.
So you take my child away from me because I smoke weed and put him with a fucking crackhead that ends up killing him. What fucking sense does that make?
I don't think I ever heard a good story about a foster.
Yo, care. Never. Never.
And then why, as a foster parent, why are y'all abusing the kids? That's the money line.
Yo, how do you, you're doing this, if you're abusing the kid, you're doing it for the money. Because you don't love kids. So why are you abusing the kids to fuck up the money?
Right.
Like, I don't get it, man.
Yo, it's crazy.
And why are y'all not talking to other kids that been with this crazy motherfucker? Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just throw a foster kid over there, like, and just don't talk to him.
Like, it's a reason this mother has so many damn transfers.
You know what I'm saying? And yo, ain't nobody speaking good about Miss Agnes, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm ready to get the fuck up out of here. This bitch is crazy.
And why they always got multiple kids? They be having like 5 or 6, 7 kids.
Because that's 5 or 6, 7 checks.
No, I'm talking about how do they keep, like, have you ever seen somebody go through the foster system trying to get a kid?
Nuh-uh.
Yo, they got to go through, like, it's crazy. Like, just to get the kid, it's crazy. But then it's like, once you get them, it's all free game. Like, it's all fair game. Everything, anything can go. So yeah. If I got all these kids trying to get out this system, and I'm moving kids in and out of here, all that research y'all did just to give them the kid, what happened to that once the kid?
You know what I'm saying? I got to go through so much fucking research to really love a kid, but this foster parent, you want to be a foster parent? Here, take these kids. Y'all ain't checking nothing.
No, once they in the system, they don't
check. Yeah. Once they in the system, they ain't checking up on them and seeing how they doing and shit, man. Like,
because Everlene just got went through the foster system, and it took years for them. And you see them on Facebook, like, the nice family with money and nice house, and you see the kids taken care of, and it took them forever to get that kid. And it's like, y'all did all that so when do y'all ever go back to the house now? It's like, oh, because, you know, like, people going to put on a show in the beginning.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. But
like, that's the easy part, because they know you doing this thorough checking.
Yeah, they know you coming.
Yeah. So
don't tell them when you're going to pop up.
Like, what happens after that?
You know what I'm saying? That first showing is like, okay, they good. After that, man, it be down kid hill, man. Them kids be going through hell.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, dog. Like, they don't never, and it seems like they don't ever take the kids away back to the facility to interview them, like, in a safe environment.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, get them out of that torture chamber where she looking them in the face like, nigga, you say something, I'm gonna beat this shit out your ass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, you can't ask me the question.
Put them somewhere
right
safe.
Here.
You know what I'm saying? Miss Agnes crazy.
Miss Agnes is the nutcase. Get me out of here. Don't send me back. Then you send people there to get their things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because once I expose her, you can't put me back in that house.
Back in here. Okay, well, we're gonna send you back over there and try to work this out. No. No. I'm gonna need y'all to put me somewhere else, man.
I wonder how much you get per kid, though.
I think it's like $1,500.
Wait a minute. A month?
Yeah.
Is it depending on how old they are, or standard?
No, I think it's just standard.
Yo, I'm about to, 16 years old. You'll be out of here, too.
I just need that money for a little while.
You know what I'm saying? Shoot, you only need, you can get a job too. Offset this. I keep a little 500 though.
You know what I'm saying? I keep your pockets right. You know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna beat you.
I ain't gonna beat you at all. Dang, that's crazy, man. Yeah, man. It's just the whole, like, they need to throw this whole, whoever set this whole, all these systems up, throw them all away.
Yeah, man. Like, it's just, everything that's supposed to help people always end up corrupting a motherfucker.
Yep.
Like the dude was telling me, like, because he had to go through the system and shit. He was like, yo, a social worker or a caseworker type shit,
mm-hmm,
is the easiest degree to get. It's the easiest job to get. Right?
Yeah.
And they get extra money to help the kids out. Once they place a kid somewhere, they get extra money to help the kid out. But they was like, wasn't nobody helping the kids. They were just pocketing the money.
Dang.
Like, yo, it's so much corruption in everything, man.
Oh, that's just like when we were speaking about life insurance. The dude was like, yo, he was like, imagine everybody in the hood had life insurance. He's like, you know how all these police killings would stop. He was like, yo, the life insurance would be so pissed off from paying out these policies, they would pay lobbyists,
yeah,
to change the laws.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah, like, yo, you niggas are wilding. We are paying out millions of dollars. Like, all that would stop.
Yeah.
With something that simple, dog.
Hell,
like,
yeah.
That do make sense. They'd be like, nah, we got to get these niggas out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, too much, man. They kill them like hotcakes, man.
Another one? Oh, hell no. Nah. We about to go bankrupt.
That was seven in a day. What the fuck?
Yo, Cornelius Anderson from Missouri. You heard about him?
Mm-mm.
He was convicted of armed robbery and sentenced to 13 years in jail.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. They never came to get him due to a clerical error.
Ain't touched this.
What?
So, for 13 years that they didn't come to get him, my man did everything right. Got his life together, got a family, got a nice, good paying job, and was living as a model citizen. So now the 13 years are up. It comes to the day he was supposed to get out, and they figure out he was never in to get out. And they came and got the nigga, dog.
Yeah. I got time today, cuz.
Yo, ain't that crazy?
That's fucked up.
I'm like, nah, bro. You got to check my history in these last 13 years, dog.
Yeah. I mean, yo, you might have been productive, my nigga, but you wasn't in prison. And that's all we care about.
But come on, man. I've been living a civil life.
No. You lived a nice civil life on the outside, my nigga. You got to do that time.
So even though I changed my life around, you still go, baby, do this 13.
You got to do that time.
Nah, man.
If you was the judge, would you let him go?
Nope.
Why not?
Actually, I think I would, man, because it was no, nah, because you knew you were supposed to go to jail.
But you ain't gonna get me. Like, would you want me to run into jail and be like, hey.
Hey, yo, we just delayed your shit.
It was armed robbery, too.
Yo, you still got to go to jail. We ain't get you today. Well, 13 years later, we going to get you. Hey, man, who checked that paperwork?
Yeah, like, you got to, yo.
Yo, Cornell's supposed to be getting out today. Cornell ain't never been here. Go get that nigga. Oh. Yo, my nigga, like, yo, you could have slid that paperwork. You know what I'm saying? Like, see, but that's the thing about it, right? So you put a motherfucker in jail for 25 years for killing somebody. Let him go. He killed somebody else. Mm. You give this man the thought of going to jail for 13 years and he changed his entire life around off a robbery, my nigga. Didn't even hurt nobody. Mm-hmm. Yo, y'all can let that nigga live, man.
Yep.
Y'all can let that nigga chill. Like, yo, he became a productive citizen. And y'all letting murderers out to murder again. Y'all letting rapists out. Like, come on, man.
Yo, they said Cornelius Michael Anderson III. They said, should he return to prison after the 13 years of his conviction? And the victim of the crime did not believe he should be in prison. Anderson's attorney filed several appeals and petitions for his release from prison. And they let him out. They took him on July 25th, 2013. They let him out on May 5th, 2014. And in 2014, the same year, he was arrested for another crime. But subsequent videotape evidence showed that he could not have committed the crime, and the charges were dropped with an apology by the circuit attorney.
Mm.
So my man, yo, what kind of luck is that, dog?
Yo, my ass the luckiest nigga alive,
hell
yo.
Hell yeah. You get out, they get you on something else, but there was videotape to say it wasn't you. That never happens, dog.
Yeah, man, not at all. Not at all, son.
Like, that videotape would have got deleted.
Yo, burn that shit.
Well, now that I see what he robbed, maybe he should do the 13.
What he robbed?
In 1999, him and his homie robbed a Burger King manager at gunpoint.
Yo.
For how much money you think they got? While he was attempting, a Burger King manager at gunpoint while he was attempting to deposit the money in a night deposit box at the bank.
I'm gonna say at least 10 stacks, man.
2,000.
Man. $2,000. Y'all think it's $1,000 a piece?
Yo, if I'm doing a robbery, dog, and we get to the car and it's, matter of fact, if I'm doing a robbery and we run your pockets and I see it only look like a couple G's, we giving that back, dog.
Yo, my bad, cuz.
Yeah.
Look here, man. I know this was a traumatic experience for you, bro, but hey, take your money back, man. I'm robbing niggas just as broke as myself.
Be like, wait a minute, that's not Frank. Oh, my man, this was a skit.
This was a prank, my nigga. I thought you was somebody else.
Yeah, we thought you was somebody else, man. Here the money back, man. Chip.
Well, don't say none of the cops, right?
In March 2000, Anderson's jury trial for armed robbery began. Although police never recovered a weapon, they searched Anderson's apartment and found an advertisement brochure for Beretta automatic pistols.
What?
They used the brochure to argue that although no weapon was found, Anderson owned the gun.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
The jury returned a verdict guilty.
Nigga, never go to trial.
He said never go to trial. Yo, you found a brochure, dog?
Nigga, that makes absolutely no sense.
Dang. The Beretta brochure as evidence in the trial. Based on the appeal, they appealed the conviction based on the inclusion of the Beretta brochure as evidence in the trial because it introduced unfair prejudice. However, the appeals judge, however, reaffirmed his conviction.
Yo, a brochure. Yo, my nigga, not a gun. Not a gun.
Not a gun, dog.
The brochure?
I'm like, okay, then let me go rob a nigga with a brochure right now then.
You know what I'm saying? Like that. Y'all niggas ain't shit, man.
Damn, yo, they be getting you on anything. And nobody knew about this until this happened.
If they want you to be guilty, man, you'll be guilty.
Oh, yeah.
They gonna like, that whole process is fucked up, man.
They gonna start going to your internet search history. No, the nigga was on YouTube looking up gun
rights. And he'd be watching commercials with kids in it, yo. Nigga's a pedophile. What? Nigga, no.
He just watched Two Men and a Baby.
That nigga lost. That nigga live across the street from a park. This nigga's a pedophile, son. No, my nigga.
Pedophile views.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's crazy, yo. Like, all right, you see that video where the guy calls the cop on two black guys for breaking into a house? It's in Cincinnati, I think. So the cops pull up, guns drawn. Dude come out of the house like, yo, what the hell y'all doing? Bring your friend out the house. Mm. Dude come out of the house like, hey, man, I'm a realtor and I'm showing the house.
That's nuts.
Yo, they handcuffed the niggas and everything. Oh, we gotta check who you are. Nigga, I'm telling you who I am. The dude that called the cops was a retired cop, right? Yeah. And this motherfucker say, well, better safe than sorry. Nigga, I beat your motherfucking ass.
Yo, that's nuts.
Better safe than sorry, right? So with that logic, my nigga, if a cop roll up on you, I think you a bad cop. I go ahead and shoot you. Hey, man, better safe than sorry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That shit, better safe than sorry, nigga.
And you know, nine times out of ten, he most likely the dude showing the house had a suit on.
Yeah. Man, dog. So why you got your guns drawn?
The broad daylight.
Broad daylight, my nigga. You don't know what's going on. You see two black men at a house. And when he called the cops, he said, the house is for sale, but it's not an open house today.
Yo.
So you know people be going in and out of this house.
Yeah.
But you still, so the dude wanted to do, the dude that was looking to buy the house, he was like, come on, man. If we was white, y'all wouldn't have came out here like this.
Nope.
Oh, yes, we would have, sir. Yes, we would. It's just, it doesn't matter who it is. Bitch, please. You lying your ass off, man.
John, that is nuts.
Nigga, being black and in public, that's all that shit is.
Yeah. No, it don't even, talking about if you pull your pants up, it don't even matter.
It don't matter, my nigga. You black. That's what we see.
Just like the black dude that, he was like the dean of the college or something, like Harvard or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they pulled him over in his neighborhood, driving
In his driveway.
In his driveway, yeah. Like a $100,000 car, like.
It don't matter, man.
Broad daylight. So I'm in broad daylight in a $100,000 car dressed up like a dean.
I'm a criminal.
I'm over here trying to, what I'm going to do to this house?
You know, I'm about to car costs more than the house.
I'm about to break. I'm about to break in like this. Is this how we do it now, huh?
You know what I'm saying? It is Armani's suit. Nigga, I'm about to break in this house.
You've been a cop for 15 years. How many robberies in an Armani suit have you seen in broad daylight? Please. Please expound. Man. Please show me the records.
Yo, like, yo, man, you can't even be in neighborhoods, man.
Nope.
You can't be black in a neighborhood. If they think this neighborhood is too nice for you to be in it, nigga, you getting stopped.
That's why, man, I'm telling you, I ain't never driving no expensive car in my life. I got pulled over every time. I just got from his house out the driveway, made a right at a stoplight, cops on my ass. Boop, boop. I'm like, dog, you know what? Never. Let's take this joint back to the house. I'm never driving this again.
Yo, say, hey, my nigga, let's get some bikes. These niggas is wildin'.
Yo, Jerry Foxhoven, man.
Jerry Foxhoven.
You heard of him?
Nuh-uh.
The director of Iowa's Department of Human Services.
Mm-hmm.
He was told to resign for being too outspoken.
It's a black guy.
Nah, white dude.
Okay.
He was too outspoken about Tupac. He was a huge Tupac fan, and he used to send regularly email employees inspirational Tupac quotes. They got Jerry's ass out of here. What's wrong with Jerry, man?
Yo, man, look, okay, I agree and disagree with this. All right, I get it. Hey, man, you want Tupac to be your dad. I got it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he's an habitual Tupac fan. All right, man, Tupac,
we get it. You love Tupac. I got it. Quit sending me shit. I don't fuck with your boy like that. Quit sending me shit, man. But It's just Tupac quotes, man. Like, why I gotta get fired for that shit?
Yo, you gotta see this dude, man. White man with white hair, dog.
He's 66?
Yeah.
Yo, damn, bro.
He said, what it say the headline is, Iowa official 66 says his love of Tupac was what, oh, all right, he says what his love of Tupac wasn't what got him fired.
So what was it?
Jerry Foxhoven, the former director of the State's Department of Human Services, was removed days after he sent an email celebrating the rapper to 4,300 employees.
Wow.
Look at this dude, man. He looks like somebody's grandpa.
Yo, man. He's 66?
Yeah.
Yo, my soldiers remain eternal.
What if that was at the end of the email? That was his departing email saying.
damn.
A few days later, he was ordered to resign. Some of his former employees thought the email was to blame. Oh, man, that is hilarious. Dang, Jerry. Hey, hold your head, Mr. Foxhoven. Oh, and one of the emails he sent, Mr. Foxhoven reminded employees that Father's Day was coming up and that it coincided with Tupac's birthday.
Yo, man, he got a Tupac problem.
Yo, what, he probably got the 50 niggas tattoo on his stomach.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, he got thug life across his shit.
Oh, come on. This got to be, no, this is, hold on, what is this? Oh, this is the New York Times. Yo, the emails obtained by the AP and later by the New York Times show that Mr. Foxhoven, who described himself as a 66-year-old white guy, often referred to Tupac in messages and even held Tupac Fridays in the office.
What is a Tupac Friday?
Dog, a birthday party featured cookies decorated with the phrase thug life. He also quoted other celebrities in holiday themed messages. Nigga had a thug life cookie, dog.
Yo, thug life cookies. I gotta believe Tupac Fridays involved a lot of bandanas.
No, they show a copy of one of his emails. He got the picture of Tupac from what's that movie with when he was a they was on the mail truck.
Oh, Poetic Justice.
Yeah, he got the picture from Poetic Justice where he had the hat on backwards, the Red Sox, White Sox, whatever.
In yeah,
the mail truck.
Duh,
I wish I could have worked there so bad.
I thought these other cats was bad, man. Jerry, a problem.
Jerry, bro. No, Thug Life cookies.
Thug Life, baby. Yo, man, I just imagine Jerry thugged out walking through the office, man.
Have you seen Jerry yet?
No, I don't want to see Jerry.
You have to see Jerry.
Unless I want to see Jerry if Jerry has on the bandana tie Tupac style. Like, I picture Jerry with the red bandana around his head and a nose ring and his shirt off, right? But he just took a marker and wrote Thug Life across his stomach. And if for some reason, he spelled it wrong. I don't know how that happened. And he got on some, tidy whities, right?
I'm about to show you Jerry, dog.
but he sagging his pants and he got some of them 80 below Tims that Tupac had on and juice and shit. Yo, Jerry.
Jerry. Yo, I sent the picture.
Yo, Jerry's a square. Yeah.
He look like a regular grandpa, dog.
Yo, Jerry look like Pudgy Dad, yo.
You stupid. Yo, that's the craziest thing I ever heard. And I wish I could work with you, Jerry. I'm going to find him on LinkedIn.
Yo, why am I looking at this?
Yo, Jerry is hilarious. I need the Thug Life cookies.
Yo, Omaha coming through with the downloads, ain't they?
Oh, you? Hey, how you looking at my screen? Get out of here.
I don't know.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, man, we're going to talk about that picture in the corner, son.
Whoa, wait a minute. Whatever. You still see it?
Yo, this nigga over here looking at horse porn, son. Oh, nah, yo. Ain't
Speaking of downloads, yo, Kansas City, Missouri, 128.
That's right.
Let me see. After that, we got... Wait a minute. This today's stats? No. Oh, this is the month. We got Tampa second, Wichita third. We got Omaha... Omaha, Nebraska?
Yeah, I don't know nobody out there.
Omaha.
Who out there in Omaha?
Who out there? What y'all doing out there? I ain't never been to Omaha. Have I? I think I drove through there, but I ain't got to stay there for a minute. Virginia yeah. Beach, Raleigh, North Carolina, Jacksonville, Baltimore.
Hey, man, what happened to the poster, man?
To who?
The C-Ray Art.
Oh, yeah. Yo, C-Ray Art. I sent him to work, Doug, on the 18th.
I still ain't got it.
Yo, it shows. It says it's a delay, but it's on its way. I don't know what that means.
Yeah. It was supposed to be delivered on the 23rd.
Dang. It's 5 days past.
You know what I'm saying? And don't nothing change. Like, it still shows it's in Laughlin, Florida.
For real?
Yeah, that's what it show on my end.
Mine don't show nothing. Mine just show it left the facility here, and now I don't get no more updates.
Yeah, my shit is to say Laughlin, and then it came with that late arrival shit.
Did they lose? What happened?
Oh, no, man. I got this bare spot on my wall, nigga, that is gone, and I want it.
Dang, yo. They better find it, dog.
Yo, because to me, that thing worth $2 million.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't get it, oh, y'all give me that money.
And if we got to take a delivery truck for hostage?
That is a creative bully.
Now, this Stone L terrible.
Look, man, you can't do the voice, yo.
I will take the whole truck.
Yo, speaking of that, right? So, when I walked into that that convenience store for the free ice and water, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a black chick and a white chick behind the counter.
Yep.
So the white chick spoke to me. I spoke to her. I guess she ain't hear me. So the black chick speak to me, and she heard me speak to her. The white girl was like, "Why are you speaking to her, not to me? Because I'm white?" I'm like,
"Dang, that's she said."
No. Yeah, I'm like, no. You know what? I must have had my deep, sexy voice on, so you just ain't hear me. Yo, they start laughing. She's like, oh, the juice girl. I was like, I don't know if that's good or bad. Do I got the juice?
The juice?
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
Maybe they thought you was juicy.
Maybe I can get the box on the low. That's what I'm thinking.
Maybe they thought you were juicy, like big juicy, like Stephen Barry.
Big. No, that was unnecessary.
You can't do that. Hey, man, that picture looked like he was just big. That's the first thing that came to my mind. Big juicy.
Yo, Free Willy, son. That's what I saw.
Dang.
Yo, shout out to Stephen Barry.
Yo, man, for real, though. I see you try to get a fit on the low, dog.
What is you talking about, B?
Yeah, no, you ain't looking like... You used to look like Larry Holmes.
Yo, I was flabby and sick, my nigga.
Yeah. Now you rated it in, man. What's going on?
I think you said, yo, you look like Larry Holmes, man. Like, yo, that's fucked
up. And then, let's see what else. Oh, and then you just told on yourself again. Tomorrow you getting these big jugs. I'm like, oh, he getting a 44-ounce gold per soda every morning. He talking about water. See, man, you telling on yourself, man. Yeah. I ain't going to let you beat me, though, dog. You're already taking all the listeners with the voice.
Don't let you.
A dead way ain't going to let you take it with the, you know what I'm saying, all fit. Oh, now he got the voice and he all fit. Nah, because. Yeah.
That nigga said, nah, they ain't gonna let you beat me.
He over here to do a live show. I'll get blindsided.
Yes. Oh, okay. This nigga been lying.
Why are you coming out to LL Cool J Love You Better with a robe open? Like, wait a minute.
Where did you get all that baby oil?
They call my name. I'm coming out with an oversized shirt. with my hands over my trying to hide my gut. You didn't even let me know.
Snake out here drinking water.
So, hey, I got a new segment. What you doing? I got a stripper pole on the stage. Got the girls running around. I'm over here just sitting there. Hey.
Hell no.
I'm over here hitting on the low. Hey, he got a family.
you know he married, yeah. Right?
I'm over here.
Not the single one. That guy's married.
What? How many minutes we in? Dang, we an hour and 30 in?
Man, it's time for this or that.
Oh, you still ain't watched Euphoria, huh?
No.
Oh, you trash.
Was that the video game shit?
The video game?
No, that was Black Mirror. That was Black Mirror.
Oh, yeah. You ain't watched that episode?
Nah.
Dang, you got to check that out. Yeah, before we get into this or that, I want to tell y'all about this show on Amazon Prime called The Boys. It's yo, like, it's crazy.
Yo, that shit, that clip you put up.
Yo, that was
yo, nuts. That shit was wild, yo.
Yo, it's crazy because these superheroes are nuts. Like, I think this is like in real life what superheroes would be like. Like, they had this one superhero. They had like a little, they got like a little spot where they could go duck off and do things on a low that regular people do. Like, it's a strip club and stuff in there. So they had this chick sitting on a couch with her legs open. I'm like, what's she doing? Then there's a superhero who shrunk himself down and he ran across the table and dove inside, dog.
Oh, he all up in it.
Yeah, all of it. Then there was a gay superhero who could stretch himself out. So he like wrapped his body around two gay dudes.
What the fuck?
Yeah. These superheroes nuts.
So what's the premise of the show?
It's like pretty much all right, let's say we have superheroes on Earth. So of course they gotta make money on everything. So it's this big company called The Vought or something. It's like based off a comic book, which I didn't even know. Mm-hmm. So this company hires the superheroes and makes a team like I forgot, like the Magnificent Seven or something was the name of them. So what they do is like sell different countries or states superheroes. So I'm like, yo, we can give you such and such superhero. He got the ability to do this and that to stop crime in your city for like $180 million a month or something. Like a year. Something crazy. Like $280 million a year or something. And that's what they do. They monetize the superhero business.
Okay.
But these superheroes is like just acting like regular stuff that people would do. Like they just wilding out here.
Yeah.
Yeah, so y'all gotta check. It's called The Boys.
Yo, when Buddy ran through that girl, man.
Yo, that was nuts.
And couldn't stop. He's like, I'm sorry, I can't stop.
Yeah,
I was like, yo.
Yo, you just ran through. I never thought of that, yo. Like, I watched The Flash. He just running through the city. But you never thought about, yo, somebody stepping away. He ain't toast.
Yeah, they gone, son. Hell yeah.
So, like, I never checked on Amazon Prime's. Because I was like, there's no way for me to watch it. I ain't got no damn Amazon Fire Stick. So I got a Roku.
Yeah.
And now I can watch them on TV. So I'm checking out what Amazon Prime got to offer.
Oh, you got an Amazon Prime password?
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Okay.
He said, okay.
Nah, because I got Amazon Prime, but I ain't giving it to you.
Oh. Yeah, that's the only one I pay for.
No. Yo, because of that shipping shit?
No, really, because... Really, I didn't know. Well, I was, at the time, I was ordering a lot.
Yeah.
And it was for the shipping. But now I'm like, why even pay for it? And I was about to cancel it, but they got a student discount.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, yeah, let me just get this for the low, low.
Yeah, man.
All right. Y'all ready for this or that?
Oh.
You got any?
Yes. This was kind of up in the air, right? Oh, so you always have a drool covered pillow. Yeah. Or did you say ill? Yeah. Or every time you go to sleep, it feel like it's a long time, but it's only like 7-8 minutes, and you pop up like you late for shit.
Dang. Wait, do I feel sleepy though?
Yes.
I'm going to take the drool colored pillow, covered pillow.
Disgusting.
No, because you know, like when you flip a pillow, you got that cold sensation. You're going to have that cold sensation.
Yeah, but it's drool on that side too.
Yeah, but it's just going to feel like you could just trick yourself and be like, oh, this is a nice, cool
and
pillow.
And it ain't your drool.
Man, you keep up in the air. Yo, I'm not waking up in 8 minutes sleepy.
Yo, that shit, yo, that's the worst. I did that shit this morning, son. That shit is the worst, yo.
What time you woke up?
Yo, I woke up at like, it was like, I woke up at like 6:43, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right, shit, I still got time. Laid back down, popped up like, oh, shit. Nigga was 6:52. I was like, man, what the fuck? I thought I was asleep for a long time.
All right, this or that. This, only play Nicki Minaj music for life. Mm. Or that, only play Blueface Baby for life.
Oh, give me that Nicki.
Yeah, let me get that Nicki, because that Blueface didn't even make my anxiety go up, man.
Yo, compared to Blueface, nigga, Nicki is amazing. Yo. Hell yeah, give me that Nicki Minaj, man.
Yo, man, right. Dad, we need our music thing back, because our the freshman cover list came out.
Yeah, I meant to say that shit too. Yeah, that freshman shit came out. Yeah. So yeah, we gotta talk about that on the next one, yo.
Yeah.
What else I got? Your only mode of transportation is a donkey or a giraffe.
Donkey ball. I'm gonna take a donkey, man.
Why you gonna take the donkey?
Dog, how you supposed to hang on that long ass neck?
It's still, well, yeah, that base is kind of.
How you gonna get down?
Nah, man, give me that giraffe, yo.
Giraffe?
Niggas ain't got giraffes, yo. Niggas got donkeys.
All right. Yo, you gonna be the nigga with the giraffe that's always stuck.
Yo, it's gonna be stuck somewhere.
You know, he got that dumb giraffe, man. He ain't gonna make it.
Hey, come this nigga with this fucking giraffe.
Where you gonna park your giraffe?
Yo, in front of everybody's house.
No, power line. Your giraffe gonna get electrocuted, and you gonna get electrocuted for being on his back.
The John giraffe, man. That nigga chilling.
That's what we do with John giraffe.
Yeah, man. You have an iced out saddle on him and shit. Like, yo, it's gonna be banging, son.
Your giraffe gonna get shot.
Feeding that nigga leaves covered in Hennessy. You get to swing his neck when I get to fighting and shit. Yeah, man.
All right. Yeah, my donkey with them big old teeth gonna just bite his ankle. Little bitty ankle. All right. Only drink hot dog water or only drink ramen noodle water?
Oh, ramen noodle water.
Man, you're gonna die from high blood pressure.
Yo, you gonna die from high blood pressure with them filthy ass hot dogs.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. No, I think ramen got way more sodium in
it. 200% of your daily sodium.
Damn. Ain't hot dog water tasty though?
Yeah, it is. It really is.
Yeah, I would get the hot dog water.
I still gotta take that ramen, man. Yo, every shirt you ever wear be kind of itchy. Are you only be able to use one ply to toilet paper?
I'm using the one ply toilet paper.
Oh, yo, your butthole gonna be cut up. Yo, you're going to have a cut-up booty hole and dirty fingers.
Nah, you're going to have a... I forgot what the other one was.
Itchy shirts.
Yeah, but you're gonna be walking around looking like a crackhead.
Hey, but my butthole hurt. No. Like you ain't going to be digging in your bloody ass.
All I got to do is wet the toilet paper.
Nah, yo, that shit going to disintegrate.
I just, you know how you roll it, wrap it around your hand? I just wrap mad ply.
Yo, you're going to use a whole roll of toilet paper every time.
And then you got the shower you can get to jump in, too.
That's too much time.
All right, only scream when you talk or only moan when you talk?
All right, give me an example of moaning.
Why I gotta do it?
Because I don't do it. Because that's the reason I'm not picking that one.
Man, you know, you just gotta be like, all right. Welcome to Forget Daniel Radio.
No, that's terrible. Give me that Meek Mill, son.
That Meek Mill. You ain't gonna never be able to creep or nothing.
Yeah, nah.
You gonna wake the kids up every time you talk?
Yeah. Hey, I'd rather wake them up than turn them on, nigga.
Stupid.
Yo, but you talk to the right person, I'm like, damn, that nigga voice sultry. Like, nah, sultry. Bro, I can't do this. I can't do this, man.
That's all you had?
Yeah.
All right, I got one more. Live in the woods naked or live in the snow with an igloo and full gear?
Nigga, that's snow.
So you're just going to be cheating. You're going to be freezing your whole life.
Yo, I got full gear, though.
Man, you know, you still be
I can
cold.
Get warm. Yo, you can light a fire in the igloo, son.
Dog, nobody in the history of life in full gear in the winter has ever been warm.
that is true. Yo, like, I think I was looking at some old pictures for the military and shit.
Yeah.
I can see it on my face, nigga. I'm like, damn, I'm fucking cold. Like, I got all that shit on and I still look cold, man.
Yo, that drive me crazy. Yo, I gotta adapt to the jungle life, dog.
I mean, I can't be naked, man. Have my dick dragging on the dirt and shit.
But you're gonna live in the woods, man. You can hide between the trees and leaves.
Nah, man, something crawl up in your holes, man. You be
Ooh.
Fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Yo.
Dang. Man, I don't know if I can do the cold, man.
Yeah, I gotta take it, man.
And that's this or that. Cut that music.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, that was the show. Thank you for tuning in.
Yo, can I request a song for the end of the show? Or you already got one in mind?
Did I have one? Oh, I did have one from a new artist.
Oh, yo, did you put that Chez Noir on my title?
Yeah.
Yo. Appreciate that. Nigga. Yo.
Yo, Shay, you spitting.
Man. Yo, that Sandcastles? Oh, man. God damn.
No, I didn't even know who it was. I found it on that. I heard people talking about that Benny the Butcher and who the other dude? Conway? West Side Gun?
Oh, yeah.
Them?
Yeah.
Like, they all dropped the tape. So, I was like, man, people keep talking about it. Let me see what they're talking about. So, I started listening to it, and I'm like, it's just basically street music. And then they had Shay on them joint. I'm like, yo, who is that, though?
Yeah, for real.
So,
yeah.
Then I started looking her up. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, that Sandcastle shit thing. I was like, because sometimes when I play it in the car, like, just random shit start playing.
Oh, okay.
And that popped up. I was like, damn, that shit fire. But then through the day, that shit popped up again. I'm like, nigga, how did this get in my playlist? But I'm glad it is. But damn, nigga, I don't know how this happened.
I don't know how this happened. Yeah, man. Y'all check out Chez Noir, man. Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody rocking with us. Shout out to Rashida for the voicemail.
Sheeta Bug.
Y'all don't be scared. Hit us up. Shout out to Wichita, Kansas, Tampa, Florida, St. Louis, Raleigh, North Carolina, Omaha, Nebraska, Kansas City, Missouri, Portland, Oregon, Las Vegas, Jacksonville, Baltimore, Maryland, Seattle, Washington, Atlanta, Georgia, Bulldog, like these Georgetown areas, Washington, D.C., Boston, Maine, Dallas,
Boston,
Texas.
Maine.
I mean, Boston, Massachusetts. Don't they say Maine like that? It's Boston, Maine.
Well, What up, man?
Los Angeles, California, IA, San Francisco, Chicago, New York. And who's in Town and Country, Florida?
Town and Country, Florida. Is that Big Heem?
Oh, he probably in Town and Country, huh? Yeah, man. You got anything else?
You know, man, appreciate y'all rocking with us. Y'all know who y'all is because y'all listening to it. Boy. Yeah, nigga, we talking to you.
And hopefully C-Ray Art's art get to Stone El Temible.
Yeah, I got to make a video when it get here, too.
So, man, we out.
Yeah, man. Peace.
I got a little cousin. When I die, he'll probably take my estate. I always tell him being self and always strive to be great.
But more importantly, y'all know what today is, right?
Taco Tuesdays! Taco Tuesdays!
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Dang, why'd you call my dad Fat Lenny? That's not nice.
Forget that, yo. These bars straight up out that crack era. Every line gets sniffed with a straw. I'm strapped up, but I still could put a fist to your jaw. It took my pops a jail bid for him to listen to God. I held a grudge so big it couldn't fit in my palms. It's deep when I know the shit I spit in these songs. More impactful on the kids than a scripture from Psalms. My nigga said the first time he read a scripture from Psalms was from a tattoo his pops had stitched on his arm. Every time I'm spitting, I speak a page of my life. It's gonna take more than a shriek just to read a page of my mind. They tell us crime pays, but keep on changing the price. Them diamonds dancing, cause niggas was Lisa Ray with the white. Grass cut, so it's easy to see a snake in my sight. Pistols cocking, them niggas don't squeeze and aim at the sky. These bars sharp as steel, I keep a blade when I write. And I've been through some shit, you can see the pain in my eyes. Ran into my brother last week, and we had a chat about stock markets and investing. That's where the cash is at. 2 college degrees in the business, bitch, I ain't have to rap. Niggas sell they soul, trade they koofies for a MAGA hat. She money hungry, so I had to starve her. I'm still young with a grown man's wisdom to teach a class at Harvard. Got it on my own, cause we ain't have our fathers. Yeah. Middle of a desert, I'll finesse a nigga out his glass of water. Nigga.
Hungry ass, you looking sitting past Verona. Before I do dirt, I think after karma. I found myself, they get cash and wander. Going action, mama, papa even lacks the honor. Pray he don't get a stitch on his cheek. He can't talk about pressure till it sits on his feet. Ain't got a piece to give y'all, can't give y'all peace. My first tattoo, which I withdraw, it's law for me. It was written, more than one way to skin the kitten. But I'ma be fucked if I fit the mitten. I'ma have to move outskirts, switch my living. I was taught God, I didn't prison. Hands too small to hold grudges. Respect shape palms, she is the gold nugget. I only hate niggas who don't love it. Milk the cow and dead beef soon as the coat cutlet. Yeah, master degree. I wear the same clothes for days, casually. No skin these hoes, I'm asking for me. My lady can't be if I gotta ask her to be. Peace.